Hey, this is Ola. I'm the creator of My Empire Pro. Today we're talking about restaurant marketing strategies. I'm going to give you seven different marketing strategies for the digital age for your restaurant. Hey, my friend, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live. My Empire Pro Studios here. We're going to be talking about restaurant marketing strategies. As you know, every Thursday I bring you an example of a local business and how we can apply the digital age marketing strategies to what you have going on. The truth of the matter is that you really can't afford to still be trying to avoid the digital age. We're dead in the middle of the digital age, and a lot of businesses are going under because of it. Amazon is wiping out a whole lot of traditional businesses. Even Walmart have to look over their shoulder because they're scared now, because this guy Jeff Bezos, Amazon, is going to end up wiping out a whole lot of traditional ways of doing business, you know. And the other day, one of my buddies that worked at FedEx, because I used to work at FedEx, I worked at FedEx for 7 years, was telling me that FedEx lost 30% of their volume because Amazon took over shipping their own stuff, right? So that's a big deal, something we have to pay attention to in every different aspect of business. So on Thursdays, I try to bring you a particular business. This today is going to be a restaurant. We're talking about restaurants. And to be honest with you, restaurants has always been a scary business for me, looking from the outside in. But then, you know, because of my skills in marketing and business, I can dissect any business, literally, you know, because it really comes down to a few key things, okay, which I'm going to talk about as a bonus a little bit later. But before I move on further, I want to give you my seven different things that I actually took some notes here, because I wanted to make sure I deliver some really good value for you in this video. If you're in the restaurant business, or you're looking into getting into a restaurant business, or you have a buddy of yours that's in the restaurant business, you want to make sure you share this video with them. And please give me a thumbs up, because it helps me, okay? So the first thing I want you to determine if you're getting into the restaurant business is to determine if you want to run by way of a franchise or not, okay? If you're using a successful franchise model, such as McDonald's, Subway, Burger King, things like that, if you're using something like that, there's a proven system that already works, even in the digital age. And a lot of those big companies are already on top of the social media. Maybe not as fast, but they are, because they pay attention. That's why they're still big in this time and age. And it's fast food, you know. But generally speaking, you want to determine if you want to run and leverage an existing franchise model. And you want to be careful. Make sure you're not buying a $30,000 franchise model, because chances are, if it's that cheap, you might as well just get started all on your own. So you want to determine if you want to run a franchise or not. Personally, in this time and age, if I was to run a restaurant business, I would probably, because, you know, it's a control thing, which is an illusion anyway. It's just a sentimental thing for me. I like to be in certain level of control, and a franchise may not allow me for that. But I also don't mind leveraging existing infrastructures, which is what you get from franchise. So it really depends on how deep your pocket is. If you have a very deep pocket and you just like to extend into the restaurant world, just buy a franchise, you know, a proven franchise that has quite a few examples all over the place already, and you can just follow that same model and you start making profit. You send some 40%, 30% of that money back to the franchise company. You know, it's still leverage is leverage. But if you're starting from scratch, right, this is the people that get into trouble mostly in restaurant business are people who are starting from scratch, and they just want to do it on their own. They buy into the restaurant business and they don't do this next step I'm about to share with you right now, okay? So the second thing is research your market. So if you're, the rest of everything I'm going to share with you here applies to you more if you're doing it all on your own. You want to research your market. You want to make sure that the place, your location of your restaurant, is a place that has high traffic, because why not? You know, if it's high traffic, it's gonna, you know, high traffic, but also make sure you're not overpaying for a location without having a proven model that's gonna bring you revenue. So the balance between high traffic and not overpaying for a location that's where you want to, that's the part that gets a little tricky. But generally speaking, you want some good traffic. And also, depending on what type of restaurant you're running, if you're running a Asian restaurant, you're running a Australian restaurant, and things like that, you want to make sure you're located close to your target market. Who are the people that are most likely to enjoy your food, or the people you are targeting? In fact, sometimes people get Australian, they want a Australian restaurant specialized in food. If you're doing something like that, make sure that you still have a menu that everybody can relate with, okay? It's Australian, but you can walk in there and you can grab chicken, you can grab things that, you know, something that everybody can relate with, salad bar or something like that, that everyone from anywhere can relate with. And then you can have a special section for your specialty menu, okay? So don't just base your restaurant all around the specialty menu. The specialty menu is your core. It's just a core. But always be open to making money outside of your core. You don't want to be addicted to the idea that I just want Asian food. I just want Nigerian food. Don't do something stupid like that. That's how restaurants get out. That's how they become stupid. And before you know it, 1, 2 years, they're out of business. Make sure you have everything in your menu. Yeah, plus your specialty menu that people know you for. Honestly, specialty menu really should be about branding for you, okay? It should just be about branding, nothing else, nothing sentimental, because this is business and you better bring in some revenue. If you don't bring in revenue, you won't be able to do something you're passionate about. So in order for you to be able to do what you're really passionate about, you want to make sure that you are running your business in an all-inclusive way. Anyone can walk in and say, "Hey, I'm interested in that Nigerian Kenyan food over there, right? But thank you, yeah, I'll be able to grab some burger too. I'll be able to grab some," like, things that, you know, people that are safe eater like me would still want, even if I came to sit down in your restaurant with somebody, okay? All right, so yeah, that's that right there. All right, so the other thing here is the third step here. You want to build a followership online, okay? Especially if you're starting from scratch. As a matter of fact, I would not get started with my restaurant if you don't have a followership online already. So building a followership online is very, very important. And that means you have to be giving something online already. And when I say giving something online, I'm not saying shipping food for free to people's houses. I'm saying content. I'm saying digital content. You should do some cooking. You should have a YouTube channel where you're doing some cooking and you're showcasing all the things you're good about, all the ideas that's in your head. You should have a followership already, a decent followership, people that will be already rooting for you before you open the restaurant. That's very, very important, because a lot of people get into a business. On my last version of this type of video, the one about selling your book as an author, I talk about that. You have to have a Make sure you have a followership before you invest way too much money. Again, unless you're running a franchise model, in which case they will bring a lot of these things to the table for you. But if you're running your own restaurant, make sure that you have a followership online. Make sure you're giving some good content. Start doing a little cooking on the corner of your house. Set up a place in your basement where you do some little bit of cooking. Use your kitchen once a week to do a little bit of cooking, and come in and have some commentaries and things like that about what type of food. Review shows about, you know, cooking food shows. I'm sorry, cooking shows, right? That's what the food cooking shows, right? Review them on your website. Talk about some of the ideas they talk about and input your own idea. Those things are content. People will start following you and they know you as the food girl, the food guy, right? Put some pictures, some foodie pictures and things like that. Cook some really nice dishes and take pictures of it and put it on Instagram, and create followership like that. People start knowing you for what you are before you even open the restaurant. It's very, very important. This is how you're going to set yourself apart years, light years ahead of ever possibly getting shut down or getting evicted out of your store after starting a restaurant. That happens a lot to a lot of people. Okay? So, yep. So the next thing here, okay, the next thing that I have on here is become the tourist spot, okay? My friend Ivan Carmichael at Believe Nation is the guy that really got this. He runs a Toronto Salsa, right? In Toronto Salsa, I think it's Toronto, right? Toronto, yeah. So Toronto Salsa Dance, right? The dance studio has become a tourist center. If I'm going to Toronto, I definitely am going to be stopping by at Toronto Salsa Dance. Why? Because it's known worldwide, right? and you want your restaurant to be there. Because let's be frank, let's be honest, the people that are in your exact neighborhood, most of them, at least the ones that are smart, are not going to be eating out every day unless you're selling pizza or you're selling fast food, right? Even that, I don't, yeah, like if you're a burger eater and you go to McDonald's all the time, you're probably going to go broke soon, right? But most people don't do that. Maybe they have once a week, one day a week, maybe once every other week that they eat out like that, right? And to be honest, a lot of people do eat fast food, but restaurant, specialty restaurant, chances are you're not going to have everyday repeat customer, like people that just come every time. If you have that, it's not a regular thing, right? So because of that, your local area should not just be your target market. You should make your spot a tourist center. Like when people come into town and they come into Woodbridge, New Jersey, or they come into Bayonne, New Jersey, you want people that are already familiar with you online to be looking for your spot. And how do they do that? Again, the same thing I said in step three here, build a followership online by creating content online, right? And while you create all those content, you're literally doing product placement and your restaurant placement, because people know that your restaurant is in a certain city, in a certain state, and when they decide to visit in the future, or even if their friends are visiting, they will recommend your restaurant even without eating your food first. They will recommend your restaurant for people to stop by. So make sure that you set up in a way that your restaurant become a tourist spot for people that come into town, people that are coming and going from town. That way you have a global customer landscape as opposed to just your local. Of course, you want to be popular in your local area, but I'm saying that's additional money. People coming in and out every day that could come into your restaurant. So you want to definitely think about, think about that, okay? All right, the next thing here we're talking about here, sorry about that, the phone that I'm using to record is almost trying to die. But the next thing I want to talk about here, step five, is birthdays and anniversary. When people visit your restaurant, so this is after you opened up, even now, right? Even now, before you open, you can collect a database of number one email addresses of people, but birthdays and anniversary, and then you want to make sure you're sending out coupons by email to people that their birthdays. There are systems out there, there are tools out there that can use for this kind of thing, where there's automatic email that goes out on people's birthday, a few days before people's birthdays, to visit you, and you give them a special coupon, come celebrate with you, right? And then you do what they do at TGI Friday once they show up for a birthday, right? Birthday, anniversaries, or any special events, you want to make sure you keep that in your database. Those are gold mine. If you don't keep those things in your database, that's gold mine, okay? You want to make sure you keep that in your database. Again, it's all about building a list, right? Building a list of your audience, because at the end of the day, yes, you are in the restaurant business, you're in the food business, but you're really in the media business, okay? You're in the people's business. You are the connection between your product and the people, right? And I'm talking about the process all in between right now. So people, product, process, and we're going to talk about that in a second here, okay? So the next thing, step six here, is Google Maps. Google Maps, local listings, and Yelp, and other local listings online. Make sure you're listed everywhere, okay? There are simple services on Fiverr.com to get this done for you, okay? Make sure you're listed everywhere. You never know what people are using to, you know, make sure you're listed everywhere, bottom line, okay? Even in the old school yellow books, some people still pick that up. Just don't spend money on ads, okay? That's like some of the stupidest thing to do right now. Don't spend money on buying ads in yellow books, but make sure you're listed in the local listings everywhere, even in your local newspapers. You know, you just never know, especially if it's free. You never know what people are seeing and things like that. I just cover all that basis, okay? So I make it number six because it's not that important anymore, but it's still important. You never know. You should just cover every basis where you can tap into additional customers, okay? Because when you bring people in from all these places, you can also, they will also now be wrapped into this number seven I'm about to give you, okay? It's called the on-site incentivized reviews, okay? People give you reviews on Yelp, on Google, and all these platforms, right? You want to have on standby a couple of iPads in your restaurant, right? A couple of iPads where you give people, say, would you mind if you give me, I'm going to give you a nice dessert or something, like a little extra something you give them as a gift, if they would review you right there on the spot before they leave. Hey, I'll give you a cup of sundae, ice cream, something like that. I'll give you a little dessert, a takeaway dessert, if you can give us a quick review right here, right? And you want to make sure you collect as many reviews as possible because people, frankly, are using those reviews. Number one, you're right there at that moment, you're killing two birds with one stone, right? Not that we want to kill birds. We don't like killing birds, right? Right, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're number one, you're getting on their right side. Like even if they just had not so good an experience, you're just sweeten that experience for them. In addition to that, they're gonna use that feeling in that moment to give you a good review. And what you want is a bunch of good reviews, right? So that's a tip for you. Make sure on-site incentivized reviews. Make sure you're set up for that. Just a couple of iPads, two or three iPads. If you pay $400 or $500 for that, we'll pay you back in multiple folds because those reviews are going to turn to more customers coming in. So again, all of this is all about leverage, okay? Leverage, 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 leverage. You have all this good news about your restaurant stamped all over the place on the internet, in addition to your own content, because we talked about your content earlier, right? All right, so that's the seven tips, but I have a couple of bonus things here that I wanted to. I have two bonus promotion ideas that I wanted to give to you here, and I'm hoping that when you listen to these two bonus ideas, it will prompt you to give me a thumbs up, okay? Because I would like a thumbs up, and I would like you to share this with anybody that you know is trying to get into the restaurant business. I really appreciate that. They would appreciate it too. Number eight, okay? Eight, first bonus. Incentivized referrals, okay? You want to give people simple cards or something like that where they can get an additional coupon if they refer somebody to you, an additional dessert or something like they refer. Find a way to incentivize people for sending you referrals, okay? Just find a way to do it. It could be coupons. You send them coupons. If you refer somebody to me, I'll give you a $10 coupon for your next trip to our spot. Again, you're killing two spoons. You're not inviting them back to buy more. Once people are sitting in your seat, they will buy. Really, what you want to do is you want to make sure that those seats are filled all the time. Even if it's a Wednesday or Tuesday, you want to make sure that those seats are filled. You want people lining up in front of your restaurant. If you're not having that, you are failing and your business will go under. Only a matter of time. You want butts. You want buttocks in those seats all the time. Okay? So you create all these creative things to make sure people are coming back, but also to incentivize them even more. So incentivized referral, some people call it, for people to keep coming back. Number nine, active and dynamic online presence. So a lot of people create content one time or maybe 10 times and then they stop creating content. Don't do that, okay? This is something that if you're getting into the restaurant business, you're supposed to be passionate about it and you should never have an end to how much you could talk about it. You should always be able to talk about it. Talk about it, okay? You should be able to talk about this over and over as much as you can. And that's the ninth, which is the last bonus promotion idea no, not the last. I have a couple more, okay? I have three more, okay? I have three more. Wi-Fi is the cheapest thing in the world. Make sure that your restaurant has Wi-Fi for guests, okay? So people can come and make sure you have sockets, like people can plug in their laptop. When people are sitting down, right? I mean, it depends on what type of restaurant, of course. If you're getting rushed, obviously you reduce that. That means there's good business, right? But if you know people sit down, they grab a coffee, they grab something, make sure there's Wi-Fi. Give people reason to come and sit down in your restaurant and just sit down and chill. And then when the aromas of your nice food start coming in their nose, they want to buy something. Again, it's all about buying something, right? So Starbucks does this, even McDonald's does this now. Don't be the one left behind. Make sure you have solid Wi-Fi for the guests that come. And make sure you advertise that. Make sure it's clear to people like free Wi-Fi. Make sure you make that known to people as well too. Multiple streams of income. Like don't have empty spots. I mean, of course it needs to be clean and neatly arranged. But make sure you have multiple streams of income. And I mentioned that kind of slightly earlier, that if you're in a specialty type of menu, make sure you have something that everyone can pick up, candy, water, soda, something. Maybe so soda, I don't drink soda, but people still drink soda, you know. If your values aligns with that, offer sodas, offer things that people can grab, even if they're not buying a full-blown menu, something that people can grab, a little snacks here and there. Make sure you pay attention to multiple streams of income while people visit your store, okay? Make sure you're selling even sometimes the seasoning. Maybe you have a specialty seasoning. Make sure you have it arranged on a shelf nicely where people can pick it up. Teach people how to cook your menu, okay? You make more money. Like, if you're afraid of teaching people how to cook your menu, then you have a lack of abundance mindset, and people that have that just don't win, okay? Because you should have abundance, okay? Most people are not going to cook it. They want you to cook it anyway, but offer them to learn how to do it. There's multiple streams of income, which I can cover in another video entirely later on, okay? Active and dynamic online presence. We talked about that earlier. Right, the last but not least bonus, okay, is PPP. Arrange your product, people, and process. I just talked about all about the process, okay, but at the end of the day, you're just a media company. You're trying to connect the people with your product, okay, and that's your job, to make sure that that's done properly, especially for the digital age. And some people may advise, go spend some money on PPC. Don't do that, especially if your business is not bringing in six figures already. Don't do that. Don't spend money on marketing pieces. That all of this stuff right here that I just shared with you are completely free, especially if you start with the proper foundation, which is build a followership online first. Everyone has access to YouTube. Build a followership online first, okay? So two top mistakes that people make: they don't do any research, no followership before they start a restaurant, okay? Those are the two top mistakes, and don't make that mistake. So if you want to learn how to put content online and optimize it on the internet, okay, that's something I cover. Essentially, you're looking to generate free leads, free traffic, free signups, free customers, okay, just coming through your door, right? Well, people start following you already. You want to build your followership, right? You want to start putting content online before you start your restaurant, which is the foundational thing I told you to do anyway. You want to learn how to do that, have a class where you can attend. It's olatalks.com/mastermind. Go there and reserve a seat and take a seat and go through the class, okay? It's a free class. Take advantage of it. I cover this in details on how we do that online. And it's the same thing that I use model in my businesses. And I think you're going to find it useful in the digital, especially in the digital age. Everyone is coming from TV, from traditional radio, marketing tactics to the internet. So it's getting overpriced. But those that lead the wave will always win, okay? And you don't want to be left behind. And that's why I created this class. Again, it's at olatalks.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. Thank you so much. Give me a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel if you want more videos like this. If you're enjoying this, you can apply this concept in any business, honestly. And reserve your seat. And I'll see you on the inside right now.